Well, I guess in my mind, I've always wanted music to do something to me. And maybe I've always wanted it to do almost the same thing. But to make music do the same thing, you have to keep making different music. Now, when I first started making music, I was interested in, I suppose, in the personalities I could play, the different figures I could be. I lost interest in that. I didn't want myself to be in the center of the music anymore. And so I began experimenting a lot with trying to remove the personality in some ways. For example, by making more than one voice so that it stops being a single figure in the middle of the picture. And I tried singing in using nonsense words, nonsensical words, using words backwards, putting strange sounds on my voice, different ways of making, of reducing the importance of the figure in the picture. Because what I was starting to get interested in was not the figure, but the landscape behind the figure. And I found the figure more and more of a problem, because it's like with a painting, you know, if you have a picture of a landscape, you look at that and your eye moves freely over the landscape. If you put a human figure in there, even if it's a tiny little one, it becomes the center of your attention. It's very difficult to ignore that. You know, humans relate to other humans. And with music, that became a problem, because I felt that as long as I was in the center of the picture, it made you, as the listener, outside the picture. Now, if I took myself out of that picture, it left an open, like an open field, a sound field of some kind, which invited you in. And I felt that by removing my own personality, as represented by my voice, by removing that personality, I opened up the music in a new way. I made a space that people could come into. So it made the music much more environmental. Just that single act. In a strange way, electronics have reopened that area in a funny way, because for two reasons. One is that recording techniques are so much better now that acoustic instruments suddenly start to sound interesting again. For a long time, acoustic instruments were compromised by recordings. And electronic instruments were developed for recording. They worked better on records for a long time. But now recording has kind of started to catch up again. So suddenly I think acoustic instruments sound interesting again. The other thing, of course, is that sampling. The whole thing of sampling has suddenly reinterested people in acoustic sources. And they start to realize that there is something very moving about the kind of humanity, the material quality of a real instrument. You know, I was thinking about this a lot over the last few years, because I work with synthesizers a lot. And I always notice that when I work with synthesizers, I just don't just work with the synthesizer. I make loudspeakers and I create strange constructions to make the sound more complicated. And it occurred to me that the problem with synthesizers is that what you're hearing in the end is the movement of a few atoms amplified. Really, just a few atoms. When you listen to a grand piano, you're hearing the movement of billions of molecules. You know, everything is active. The wood, the strings, the metal, the temperature in the room. They all change the way that thing sounds. So for that reason, those instruments remain interesting, because they're never the same twice. If you play this piano today, it isn't the same piano that you play tomorrow.
I'm a classical pianist.
Okay.
I know this.
Okay, right, well, you understand then. So I think actually that I think the sort of novelty of electronics has slightly worn off, and people are starting to look to those kind of instruments again. It's the same way with something that happened, the same movement happened in painting. You know, there was a period when everyone wanted their colors to be totally flat and with very hard edges and just so.
Yeah.
Towards the middle of the 70s, people started getting messy again. You know, you started to see brush strokes, you started to see evidence of the human hand and of the materials. And I think the same thing is happening in music, that once again, it's exciting to realize that this thing has a history. It's not just something that was invented in a factory in Japan last year, that there's a whole history and a tradition which becomes part of the performance. You know, you can't listen to a piano without listening to the whole history of piano music as well.